Chapter 12. Married Life. Zha Yunlan wakes up with Shun Wei lying half on top of him. They had gotten up to go bathe at some point, and then ended up doing a lot of other things in the bath, too. He learned quickly that Shun Wei very much doesn't mind fucking Zha Yunlan until Zha Yunlan is the one begging. He really doesn't mind. And then they'd stopped for some very late night dinner. Followed by more sex, followed by... Well, anyway. Zha Yunlan is feeling very pleasantly sore and quite a lot like he doesn't want to move anywhere at all. He lifts his hand to stroke Shun Wei's long hair. The tiny bells are gone now. They'd spent some time getting them all out. And Zha Yunlan kind of misses them. "You're awake," Shun Wei says quietly, and then presses a small kiss against Zha Yunlan's chest before lifting his head to look at Zha Yunlan. There's this immeasurably fond, soft look on Shun Wei's face. Zha Yunlan blinks sleepily at him. He reaches out to brush away some of the hair from Shun Wei's face and tucks it in behind his ear. Shun Wei smiles and nuzzles his hand. "Have you been awake for long?" Zha Yunlan asks. Shun Wei's eyes flare a bit wider. "No," he says slowly and entirely unconvincingly. Zha Yunlan laughs slightly, his heart feeling just as ridiculously soft as that helpless little smile on Shun Wei's lips. "Gods, but I think I love you," Zha Yunlan thinks. Then he sobers a bit, as that thought makes a sudden cold fear wind through the soft, pleasant warmth inside him. There's no way he can have this. Not with all the things that are still waiting to go wrong out there. Not when he's not quite sure who Shun Wei sees when he looks at her Zha Yunlan. He's not quite sure he means to let the words slip out, but somehow he opens his mouth and what he says is, "Who do you think I am, Shun Wei?" Shun Wei stiffens, and Zha Yunlan knows he realized what Zha Yunlan is talking about. Shun Wei tries to pull away, and Zha Yunlan grabs hold of him. "Please, Shun Wei," he thinks, "not yet, just... don't let this end quite yet." Shun Wei doesn't try to pull out of Zha Yunlan's grip. He just stays there and looks at Zha Yunlan for a moment. Zha Yunlan doesn't quite know what to make of the look on Shun Wei's face. He recognizes the regret in it, though. "It makes you uncomfortable," Shun Wei states. It's not even a question. Zha Yunlan doesn't quite know what to say. Because, yeah... but also, not nearly as uncomfortable as it should. "I'm not your dad, Shun Wei," he settles on, "because that at least is true." Shun Wei's words are slow and thoughtful. "Yes, and no." Well, that's not helpful in the least, Zha Yunlan thinks. "You are you, Zha Yunlan. I know that," Shun Wei adds, and Zha Yunlan doesn't expect the amount of relief he suddenly feels. His breath shudders on his next exhale. Whatever Shun Wei sees on Zha Yunlan's face, it makes his lips quirk up slightly in a sad little smile before he continues. "But you are my father's recurrence, Zha Yunlan. And according to everything that I've been taught to believe, that, in a very real sense, makes you my father too." Zha Yunlan closes his eyes for a moment and sighs. He opens his eyes again and then wraps his arms around Shun Wei in a hug. Shun Wei looks like he might need it, and Zha Yunlan definitely does. "So, it's complicated," Zha Yunlan says quietly, feeling reluctantly amused. Shun Wei finally relaxes against him. Shun Wei makes a small, not quite amused sound. "Yes, Zha Yunlan. It's complicated." For a moment, Shun Wei is content to stay there and be hugged. And then he tries to pull away again, and regretfully Zha Yunlan lets him go. He doesn't go very far, though. Just far enough to be able to look at Zha Yunlan. Shun Wei reaches out to brush his fingers lightly along the side of Zha Yunlan's face. Zha Yunlan holds his breath, feeling fragile and breakable under that light touch. "You're not Kunlun," Shun Wei says slowly, and then in a whisper, barely audible, he adds, "And I'm grateful for that." Jiayunlan's breath whooshes out, and he stares at that mess of complicated emotions on Shunwei's face. Shunwei, he breathes out, reaching out to touch Shunwei's face, like he could just smooth away all the hurt. Shunwei moves his head and presses his lips against Jiayunlan's palm. Jiayunlan feels a lot like crying. Father was a lot of things, Shunwei says quietly, his fingers pressing gently against Jiayunlan's face. But kind was never one of them. Jiayunlan swallows, and can't stop some of the tears from spilling down from the corners of his eyes. It takes them a while to get out of bed, and once they do, both of them are a bit subdued. Not in a bad way, necessarily, just neither of them feels that much like talking right now. Jiayunlan doesn't even think about it when Shunwei takes his hand and they walk into the bathroom together. The bathroom is huge, and there's no trouble for both of them to fit. But somehow, they're never very far away from each other. In the shower, Jiayunlan leans against Shunwei's chest, while Shunwei's arms circle around him. They get around to washing, too, and Shunwei shows him how to wash Shunwei's hair without ever saying a word. It turns out Shunwei doesn't have closets as much as he has a room for his clothes. Possibly rooms. And that's not even counting the fact that Jiayunlan is pretty sure that they can just make whatever clothes they want. Where else would Jiayunlan's not-quite-jeans have come from? There are, in fact, other things than lace, but what Shunwei picks out is a flowy thing of silk and lace that drapes around him in ways that make it hard for Jiayunlan to breathe. It's also very clear that that whole, oh, I don't know if I remember how to dress myself thing, had definitely been an exaggeration. Jiayunlan kisses Shunwei's lace-covered shoulder. And what do you expect me to wear? He asks. The way all that lace Shunwei is wearing feels pressed up against Jiayunlan's naked body is making it really hard to remember that they're supposed to be putting clothes on right now. Shunwei blinks at him slowly. Whatever you want, of course, he answers, like he would never even consider anything else. T-shirt and jeans it is, Jiayunlan says with a grin. And well, turns out there's a whole section of t-shirts and whatever jeans-adjacent things they actually are in Shunwei's clothes room. Shunwei really had been hoping Jiayunlan would choose to live with him, hadn't he? Jiayunlan has to stop to kiss Shunwei for a moment before going to pick out something to wear. He blinks a bit at some of the color choices. He notices there are sweaters and jackets too, and some other trouser choices as well. Oh, and more magic self-fastening shoes. He supposes he really should thank Zhu Shuzhi when he sees him. He picks out a very normal colored pair of jeans and a white V-necked long-sleeved shirt for a change. Shunwei just smiles indulgently at his choices and watches him dress in a way that makes Jiayunlan's skin prickle. Jiayunlan foolishly thinks that means they're done, but he's entirely forgotten about makeup and accessories. He almost asks Shunwei to just bring the chamber presents back for that part. No reason to make Shunwei do all of that by hand, but Jiayunlan doesn't want the morning to be over. So, instead, he watches Shunwei deftly braid silver and some sort of small bright gems into his hair. Jiayunlan would offer to help, but he'd only make a mess of things. He might end up distracting Shunwei just a bit by not being entirely able to keep his hands to himself. Shunwei just keeps smiling indulgently at him when he isn't too busy doing other things to Jiayunlan anyway. In the end, Shunwei manages to get both makeup and all the delicate jewellery on him without too much trouble. You don't always wear this much jewellery, Jiayunlan says, brushing his fingers over the silver cuff over Shunwei's ear. Shunwei blushes a bit, like he's just been caught at something. I felt like it today, he says quietly. Jiayunlan's heart flutters a bit. Maybe he's not the only one that wanted to drag this morning out. I think I should change my hairstyle, Jiayunlan says. Shunwei looks at him in surprised incomprehension. Jiayunlan clears his throat a bit and then tries to explain. It's traditional, kind of, for some people anyway, to change their hair after they get married. to let people know that that... Jiayunlan shrugs uncomfortably, way too aware of Shenwei looking at him now. Married, I guess. Shenwei kisses him, and Jiayunlan lets himself get distracted by that. Maybe he didn't make a complete fool of himself. He ends up with a new hairstyle, and maybe some jewellery in his hair again. But Shenwei seems happy about it, and at least adds nothing too glaring. "You're going to see Yaqing today," Jiayunlan says over breakfast. They're sitting on pillows on the floor, at a low table that either hadn't been in Shenwei's rooms before, or that Jiayunlan had just entirely missed. Either would be entirely possible. He doesn't want to talk about this. Not really. But it's probably time to get back to reality, isn't it? Shenwei looks away for a moment, and when he looks back his expression has gone all somber. "Yes. It's better if I deal with her soon." Jiayunlan looks at him for a moment. "You don't want me around for that, do you?" A brief flash of guilt flits over Shenwei's face, and Jiayunlan thinks he might be getting better at reading those little changes of expression. Or Shenwei is getting worse at hiding things from him. Jiayunlan shrugs a bit. "I just figured, since you didn't want me to know about whatever you're going to say to her in the first place." That makes the guilt in Shenwei's expression a lot more prominent. "If you want to be there, then..." Jiayunlan waves his hand to cut Shenwei off. "No, it's not like I'll get much of what's going on anyway," Jiayunlan says dismissively. "But why don't you want me there, Shenwei?" Shenwei shifts slightly, and Jiayunlan, once again, has the urge to reach out and make things better somehow. "I'm not kind either, Jiayunlan," Shenwei says, looking away from him. Jiayunlan's heart clenches, and he has a feeling he should just get used to that feeling because... Damn, but he really, really hates what this universe has done to someone like Shenwei. "Okay," Jiayunlan says, pressing his fingers against the surface of the table to make his hand not shake. "I'll stay away. But just so you know, Shenwei, I don't want you to hide who you are from me." There's a little noise from Shenwei, and Jiayunlan finally gives in to the urge to touch, and shuffles a bit closer to Shenwei. He wraps his fingers around Shenwei's forearm. "Anything in particular I should be doing today?" Shenwei looks down at Jiayunlan's hand, and it takes a moment before he answers. "It would be helpful if you were familiar with your holdings," Shenwei says neutrally. Jiayunlan snorts. "Homework, huh?" He squeezes Shenwei's arm lightly, and leans in to kiss Shenwei's cheek. "But you're probably right. I should have some idea what the fuck I'm doing." It turns out that Jiayunlan owns a lot of shit now. That Jing had been gracious enough to help him get all of that information on a data pad. After he was done poking at Jiayunlan's hair and sniggering, anyway. Jiayunlan lets the pad drop down with a sigh. That Qing tries to reach for his hair again, and Jiayunlan swipes his hand away. "What are you, a kid?" Jiayunlan asks, feeling frustrated after trying to read through all of that stuff that means way too little to him. The things in his hair aren't that fascinating. "A cat," That Qing counters with a grin and makes another attempt. Jiayunlan moves his head a bit further away. "It'll make Shenwei annoyed if you ruin all his work," Jiayunlan says, and that at least makes Daqing settle down. "Good to know." Daqing looks thoughtfully at him for a moment. "So, are we sleeping with him now?" Jiayunlan looks at Daqing. Jiayunlan blinks and looks at Daqing a bit more. "We?" he asks, his voice squeaking a little. He never did get around to finding out if it was a sex thing with Daqing, did he? Daqing looks bewildered for a moment, and then he makes a noise somewhere between a hiss and a yowl. "Are you crazy, boss? I'm not going to..." Then he looks around himself, his ears flicking to the side like he's trying to listen for something. Don't even say anything. He'd got me if he thought... Datching cuts himself off with a little plaintive meow, like he thinks completing that sentence is going to bring an angry Shunwei down on him right then and there. Okay. He's getting the feeling that the Shunwei Datching knows is very different from the one Zhao Yunlan's gotten to know. I don't think Shunwei would go as far as... Datching reaches out to press his hand to Zhao Yunlan's mouth. Zhao Yunlan makes a startled noise and thinks about licking Datching's hand. Datching squints at Zhao Yunlan and pulls his hand away. Just ask him first, okay, boss? Zhao Yunlan blinks again. He's not quite sure where this conversation has gone. Is Datching saying what it sounds like he's saying? Or did Zhao Yunlan misunderstand something again? I didn't mean we should... He makes a gesture between himself and Datching that might mean anything. Does space have a hand gesture for fuck? Okay, no, Zhao Yunlan is not stooping to miming things out in the fear of his husband magically overhearing things. Have sex, Zhao Yunlan says, and for some reason, his voice ends up coming out a bit hushed. Oh, for fuck's sake, it's not like he minds if Shunwei heard him. Datching makes a miserable little noise, his ears flicking wildly. Zhao Yunlan squints at him suspiciously. Unless you want to? He asks slowly. Okay, next time he's just going to start with the sex conversation. It would be less awkward like that. Well, hopefully, he's not going to acquire a sudden extra cat person with an ambiguous relationship to Zhao Yunlan. Datching would scratch their eyes out, probably. Please stop talking, boss, Datching says plaintively. Then he actually looks at Zhao Yunlan and sighs. Maybe Zhao Yunlan's honest confusion is visible enough because he actually gets some sort of explanation from Datching. I'm not usually all that interested, Datching says with a little shrug. Zhao Yunlan opens his mouth to ask a clarifying question, but Datching quickly goes on. What I meant was, are we living with him now? Because if you're sleeping in his bed... Datching gives a little shrug. Where you go, I go? Datching keeps staring at him, and Zhao Yunlan doesn't need him to add the, do you get it now, you idiot? Zhao Yunlan can read it all over Datching's face. Sure, that makes sense. But Datching can't blame Zhao Yunlan for misunderstanding. Who the hell knows about this place? And that had been some very vague wording from Datching. Not interested in me? Zhao Yunlan asks, because the whole thing is just going to bother him otherwise. And he might as well get all of it out now. He pauses a moment to think over the conversation so far. Or not interested in him. Or just, you know, sex in general? Datching stares at him in disbelief. Sex, boss. Very rarely in the mood. Oh, well, that makes sense then. Datching tries to swipe at the jewellery in his hair. By the time Shunwei finds them, Datching is napping, half sprawled out over Zhao Yunlan's lap, and Zhao Yunlan is pretty sure he hasn't understood a word of what he's read in the last half hour. At least he knows why he's Your Majesty and Shunwei isn't. He's actually a king somewhere, possibly on all of the planets they own. He's not too sure. He looks up at Shunwei and sets the pad down with a small sigh. I really need help with this, he says with a grimace. He pets Datching lightly. The lazy cat is really not that good at explaining anything, he whispers conspiratorially. He's rewarded with a little smile from Shunwei. Zhao Yunlan pats at the couch next to him, and then pushes at Datching a bit to actually make room. Datching shifts out of the way a bit, but doesn't actually seem to wake up. Shunwei sits down carefully. One of Datching's arms flops out into his lap. Shunwei stops and pats it lightly, and apparently doesn't mind at all. Zhao Yunlan takes Shunwei's hand and squeezes it. You can borrow any of my people if you need help, Zhao Yunlan. Shen Wei says easily, like it's nothing at all. Then Shen Wei quickly adds, until you find some of your own. Like he might be worried that he'd somehow insulted Zhao Yunlan or something. There's probably a lot to unpack there, but Zhao Yunlan's brain feels empty and he really needs some help with all of this crap. Thanks, he says, and lifts Shen Wei's hand to his lips and kisses the back of it. Did everything go okay? It takes a moment for Shen Wei to answer. I'm going to support Ye Qing's petition to the ministry for her and her people to be granted their own nation within the Commonwealth. Zhao Yunlan's fuzzy brain tries to make sense of that, and then finally realizes that Zhao Yunlan is missing way too much context for any of that to actually make sense. It doesn't exactly sound like an unkind thing to do, he thinks tiredly. He leans against Shen Wei, letting his head fall against Shen Wei's shoulder. You'll have to explain that to me later, he says. Of course, Zhao Yunlan, Shen Wei says indulgently. Then he adds, sounding hesitant, I wanted to know if you'd like to join me for lunch. There's a fuzzy noise from Da Qing, who apparently is awake enough to hear the mention of food. I'm hungry, boss, Da Qing mumbles. Say yes. Zhao Yunlan ignores Da Qing. I would love to, he tells Shen Wei. It turns out that Shen Wei too assumes that Da Qing will just live with them. It's not that Zhao Yunlan minds having two people cuddle him in bed. It's a bit more weird when he very quickly discovers that having Da Qing around is in Shen Wei's mind no deterrent at all to having sex. That's still somehow less awkward than having the chamber presence there, and Zhao Yunlan is getting better with having her around too. Half the time, Da Qing will just go entertain himself somewhere else anyway, or just decide it's the perfect time for a nap. Back when Zhao Yunlan used to have plans about getting his own place to stay, without his family right there all the time, he never really imagined his bedroom would end up this crowded. Zhao Yunlan makes a startled sound as Shen Wei pins his arms against the bed, above his head, before leaning down to bite at Zhao Yunlan's earlobe. Well, it's not his least favourite way of waking up, he supposes. Shen Wei looks up, away from Zhao Yunlan. Zhao Yunlan squirms a bit, his fuzzy mind all but desperate to get Shen Wei's attention back to him. Da Qing, would you be so kind and hold his hands in place? Shen Wei asks ever so politely, and Zhao Yunlan doesn't really care, because now Shen Wei is looking at him again. There's a resigned-sounding sigh from somewhere above Zhao Yunlan's head. There's a glint of something dark in Shen Wei's eyes as he slides down along Zhao Yunlan's body. Zhao Yunlan would reach out for him, but someone is holding his hands down. Well, he might as well let Shen Wei do what he wants. It's not like Zhao Yunlan won't enjoy it.